far enough back.
Call us together here. I'm going to open up in a session. So if y'all bow with me, I'll open this up in our opening prayer. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this great day. And Lord, just thank you for allowing us all to be here. Lord, just thank you for allowing us to be in a country where we can have open meetings for people to participate and come speak. And Lord, we just ask you to give us a great meeting here tonight. And we just pray everything that's said and done to honor and glorify you tonight, Lord. Lord, we just pray for those in our community and across the country and across the world that is fighting this COVID virus. And Lord, we just ask for your healing hand on each of them. And Lord, just be with those that were not able to be here with us tonight, that wish they could be. And Lord, just thank you for allowing us to live in a great community and a great country. And Lord, just thank you all that you do for us. In name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
If you'll stand, we'll pledge to the American flag, and then we'll do the Georgia flag after that.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Then our Georgia state flag.
I pledge allegiance to the Georgia flag and to the principles for which it stands, wisdom, justice, and moderation.
Thank you all. May be seated. Okay, we'll ask the clerk at this time to call the roll to establish a quorum, please.
Commissioner Blakemore.
Present.
Commissioner Askew.
Here.
Chairman Whitfield.
Here.
Commissioner Hart.
Here.
Commissioner Stoltz.
Present.
Okay, gentlemen of the board, you have before you the packet of information that's been prepared by the clerk, and part of that is the minutes from our regular scheduled meeting back on January the 14th. This information is also in the packet of information. There should be some packets out in the foyer for those of you here tonight and those of you watching on Facebook or on our YouTube channel. You can find this information on the county website under the Board of Commissioners. And under the meeting and agenda tabs, you'll be able to find this complete set of documents as well. So at this time, we'll move for the Board of for a motion to approve the minutes from the January 14th. We have a motion by Mr. Blakemore. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second from Mr. Hart. Any further discussion about the minutes of the prior meeting? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, I'll have to back up here. I've made a mistake already. Sorry about that, guys. The approval of the agenda. I missed that one. Sorry about that. So we'll take a step back here. We do have a public hearing tonight with some action items and then our new business. So we'll need a motion to approve the agenda that's before us here tonight.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Stoltz.
I'll second.
We have a second by Commissioner Blakemore. Any further discussion on the agenda? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, now to our public hearing. At this time, we do have H.J. Blakemore & Son, LLC, request a rezone for R2. To I, industrial for property located at 0 Salem Road, Rossville, Georgia, 30741, tax map and parcel number 0-097-017.
I would like to recuse myself from this conflict of interest.
Okay, Commissioner Blakemore has requested to be able to recuse himself since he does have a conflict of interest on this particular rezone. So we'll note that for the record. Okay, is there anyone in the audience here tonight that would like to come and speak against this rezone for the Salem Road, Rossville, Georgia, tax map and parcel 0-097-017? Does anyone here want to speak in opposition to this tonight? Okay, hearing none, is there anyone here that wants to speak on behalf of this rezone or in favor of this rezone at this time? Anyone that wants to speak in favor of this rezone on Salem Road? Okay, hearing none, we'll move to the next item on our agenda. We'll allow Mr. Blakemore to return. The next that we have is Alan and Eugene Lori and Brodery Ridley request a rezone from R2 to A1 for property located at Zero Dry Creek Road, Lafayette, Georgia, 30728, map and parcel 0-498-011. Is there anyone here that wants to speak in opposition of this property located at Dry Creek Road, Lafayette? Any opposition? Okay, hearing none, is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of this rezone? Okay, hearing none, we'll move to the next public hearing item. Alan and Eugene and Lori Ridley request a rezone from R2 to A1 for property located at Zero Corinth Road, Lafayette, Georgia, tax map and parcel 0-498-030C. Anyone wants to speak in opposition of this rezone? Okay, hearing none, anyone wants to speak in favor of this rezone? Okay, we'll move to the next item of the agenda. Alan and Eugene and Lori Ridley request a rezone from R2 to A1 for property located at 0 East Highway 136, Lafayette, Georgia, tax map and parcel number 0-497-1-025. Anyone wants to speak in opposition of this partial? Okay, hearing none, anyone wants to speak in favor of this rezone? Okay, gentlemen of the board, we'll move down to our new business. We do have a consideration for H.J. Blakemore & Son, LLC, requesting a rezone from R2 to industrial for property located at 0 Salem Road, Rossville, Georgia, 30741, tax map and parcel number 0-09717.
I'd like to recuse myself of conflict of interest.
Okay. Commissioner Blakemore, for the record, is asked to recuse himself from this vote. So he's going to exit the table. And we'll note that in the records that he has recused himself from this. So at this time, I'll open this rezone up. We'll ask Michael Haney, who's our new Planning and Zoning Chairman, if he would like to share any comments or information on this that came from the Planning Commission. So, Mr. Haney, if you'd like to go to the podium so we can pick you up on the microphone, and if there's anything that you would like to add about this, and the floor is yours.
Yeah, I don't think there's really anything to add to it other than it's a favorable vote on it to allow the rezone.
Okay, all right. So we'll open this up to the board. Is there any discussion on this from the board here tonight?
No, sir. I'd like to make a motion.
Okay, sir.
I'd like a motion that we accept the consideration and approve the Planning Commission's recommendation for the rezone.
Okay, so Commissioner Askew makes a motion to approve the rezone request. We have a second.
Second.
Okay. We do have a second from Commissioner Stoltz. At this time, is there any further discussion from the board? Oh, that would be out of order, I'm sorry. Is there any other discussion from the board?
No, sir.
All in favor of the board members for this rezone, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion is carried to rezone this property to industrial. Okay, Mr. Haney, we have the second rezone at the Zero Dry Creek Road, Lafayette, Georgia, tax map and parcel 0-498-011. Is there anything that you'd like to add to that?
Other than the I believe the existing property was already agricultural. That was purchased and tied us together. Once again, the board reached a decision, a favorable decision, recommended to the commissioners for a favorable decision. Sorry, I can't speak to that either.
Okay, so this does come from the Planning and Zoning Commission as well as a favorable to make a recommendation from the board to rezone this. So we have any discussion from the board on this zone, this particular zoning request?
No, sir.
Yeah. All right, hearing none, do we have a motion for the rezone?
I'll make a motion.
All right, Commissioner Blake Ward's made a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Commissioner Stoltz has made the second. Any further discussion on this rezone request? All right, hearing none, we'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the rezone is approved. Okay, Mr. Haney, the next one on our agenda is the rezone from R2 to A1 for property located at 0 Corinth Road, Lafayette, Georgia, tax map and partial 0-498-030.
This is the same planning and zoning. Recommend the favorable decision on it to rezone it from R2 to A1. Recommend it to the commissioners for the same.
Okay, so we've heard from the Planning Commission. They're unfavorable to recommend this to be rezoned. Any discussion from the board on this? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve this rezoning.
Okay, we have a motion to approve by Commissioner Stoltz. Do we have a second?
Second.
We do have a second from Commissioner Hart. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any members opposed? Hearing none, the rezone is approved. Okay, Mr. Haney, the next one we have is a rezone from R2 to A1 for property located at 0 East Highway 136, Lafayette, Georgia. Tax map and partial 0-497-1-025.
Again, the board reached a favorable decision. Rezone from R2 to A1 and recommend to the board of commissioners for approval.
Okay, any further discussion from the board members on this particular rezone request? Hearing none, we'll move for a motion for approval of this rezone.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, we do have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion by Commissioner Blakemore, a second by Commissioner Askew. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, rezone is approved. Okay, catch up here on my paperwork. So I will sign these here on behalf of the board as approved as submitted. Okay, next item that we have here is Resolution R-003-21, a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of Walker County to appoint members to the Board of Directors of the Northwest Georgia Joint Development Authority. Whereas the Board of Commissioners of Walker County Board is the governing authority of Walker County, Georgia, and whereas one of the duties delegated to the chairman of the board is to appoint members to all committees of the board with the approval of the board. Whereas the Board of Directors of the Northwest Georgia Joint Development Authority consists of 3 members appointed from Walker County, and whereas vacancies exist due to the resignation of Robert Wardlaw and the expiration of the term held by Bobby Teams, and whereas Daryl Massey currently serves as the district manager for Food City and is qualified and willing to serve as a representative of the Walker County upon the Board of Directors of the Northwest Georgia Joint Development Authority, and whereas Bobby Teams has provided exceptional representation as a representative of Walker County upon the Board of Directors of the Northwest Georgia Joint Development Authority and desires to continue to serve, whereas Chairman Whitfield submitted the following appointments to serve as representatives of the Walker County, for representatives of Walker County on the Board of Directors of the Northwest Georgia Joint Development Authority. As listed, Daryl Massey for the term ending of December 31st of 2022, and Bobby Teams for the term ending December 31st of 2024. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Walker County, Georgia, that the appointment of Daryl Massey and Bobby Teams are appointed. I would also like to read the letter that was submitted by Robert Wardlaw. This was addressed to the Walker County Board of Commissioners. And it says, Dear Chairman Whitfield and the board, it has been my pleasure to work alongside representatives from Catoosa, Chattooga, Dade, and Walker counties as we pursue economic prosperity within our communities. I am respectfully tendering my resignation effective January the 28th, 2021. It is my desire to vacate my position on the board as a representative from Walker County in order to make room for an additional contributor to our efforts. My full support and engagement with the Northwest Georgia Joint Development Authority and the Top of Georgia Economic Development Initiative will continue as a non-board attendee. Warmest regards, Robert Wardlaw, Executive Director of the Walker County Development Authority. And I think Robert was with us. Oh, there he is. I'm sorry. Thank you for that, Robert. Okay, thank you for that. So we do have this resolution, and is there any discussion from the board at this time?
No, sir.
Anything? Okay, so at this time, we will call for the vote for these two nominations from the chairman here tonight to appoint Daryl Massey for a term ending December 31st of 2022, and Bobby Teams ending of the term December 31st, 2024, to the Northwest Georgia Joint Development Authority. So do we have a motion? I guess this would be a motion from the chair, so we need a second for this adoption of this resolution.
I'll second.
So we do have a second from Commissioner Blakemore. Any further discussion from the board on these? Okay, hearing none, we'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, we'll sign this resolution. Unanimous vote. We'll look at this and show that as unanimous vote. Okay, we do have a couple of letters here that we will sign and submit. This one's Mr. Massey. It's a great pleasure that I appoint you to the Board of Directors of the Northwest Georgia Joint Development Authority. Your new term begins effective immediately and expires on December 31st of 2022. Thank you for your continued support to the citizens of Walker County and your willingness to serve them in this important capacity. If I can provide any assistance, please do not hesitate to contact me. So I'll sign this on behalf of the board. And then also we have one for Bobby Teams. The only difference in the letters is his... since he was an expiring term, this just renews his term for 4 years, and this one would go through December 31st of 2024. Okay. Okay, the next item we have on our agenda here is a resolution R-00621, a resolution to appoint a board of commissioners clerk. Sorry, couldn't get that out. So we do have a short resolution here. Is the board ready to move forward with this at this time?
I have looked at the two applications that have come in. I think, have y'all looked at them as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I would recommend that we figure out a way that we can interview these two people. I don't know if we can do that two at a time, and I would recommend that Becky wouldn't be involved with that, since she'll be training that individual. I'm not sure how we can do that.
Yeah, two commissioners would be able to meet together to speak with someone about a job opening position.
Okay. When did the applications close online? Is it today?
I don't know if we actually set it to close. We didn't set it to close, so it is still posted, and we can keep it posted if that's the board's desire.
Okay.
I request this matter be tabled until we can interview the applicants, look over the resumes, and make a decision after that.
Okay.
I agree.
All right. Anything else? Okay, so would you like to make that into a motion?
I would. Yes, sir. I would like to make a motion that we table resolution R-006-21 based on further discussion, interviews of the applicants, so that a decision can be made on a clerk for the Board of Commissioners.
Okay, so we do have a motion by Commissioner Stoltz and a second by Commissioner Hart.
Yes, sir.
To table this until... additional people have a chance to apply, and then anyone that's applied can be interviewed in that process. So any further discussion on that? Hearing none? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
Would it be fair to ask the county clerk to set those interviews up and contact us, and we could do them District 3 and 4, 2 and 3, whatever at a time, so we can look at
that? Sure, yeah, I think that would be feasible to do. Absolutely.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. Anything else? Okay, so we have a motion and a second to table this resolution R-00621 until further notice. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion carries to table. Unanimous. Okay. All right, the next item that we have is an amendment to the ambulance service agreement between Walker County and CHI Memorial. I'm not necessarily going to read this one. It's pretty straightforward. I'll give a little bit of narrative and background on this. We entered into an agreement back a few months ago for CHI Memorial to provide ambulance service for Walker County. We had a bid process, had many good, very competitive bids. CHI Memorial gave us the best overall value. It will take our ambulance service from 4 24/7 ambulances up to 5 24/7 ambulances. The only hiccup so far is that so many industry people in the industry were buying ambulances that we've had a difficult time with them being able to buy and get built 5 new ambulances. So CHI Memorial is going to be short one ambulance for a few weeks. And so they have asked us if they can rent the ambulance that we have, that we keep in service to keep our license current. And so they have worked this through our legal counsel and their legal counsel, and have put just a very straightforward amendment to the existing contract. And basically what we're doing here, I'll read this portion here at the bottom. It says, commencement time of the contract on February 1, 2021 shall be at 7 a.m. instead of 12 a.m. This time period coincides with standard labor shifts, so that's an additional change. It was going to start at 7 a.m. This will change to 12 a.m. The following new sections shall be added to the contract. Lease agreement. The county agrees to allow contractor to lease the ambulance to contract until the contractor's ambulance is ready for service. Contractor anticipates that the ambulance will be available for operations within 4 to 6 weeks after the February 1, 2021. Contractors shall pay the county a sum of 10 cents per mile that the contractor operates the ambulance during the lease period. Contractor shall provide the county with an executed affidavit which sets forth the beginning and ending odometer readings, and the ambulance is driven during each month. Said affidavit and the amount of payment shall be delivered to the county commissioner's office no later than 10 days following the end of the month. Contractor shall be responsible for all maintenance, repairs, gas, oil, and other operational costs of the ambulance during the entire lease period. Contractor shall be responsible for providing all medical supplies on the ambulance. Contractor shall staff and operate the ambulance in the same manner as the contractor's ambulance is set forth in the contract. Contractor is responsible for maintaining all insurance on the ambulance and provide in the section of the contract title minimum insurance requirement. The provision of the section of the contract title's indemnification shall apply to the use of the ambulance. Contractor shall add appropriate signage to the outside of the ambulance in order to identify that it is being operated by the contractor. The parties acknowledge that certain county signage is required to be maintained for registration and compliance purposes. Contractor and the county shall agree in advance as to the type and location of contractor signage. Contractor shall remove the signage at the end of the lease period. Contractor shall be responsible for any damage to the ambulance as a result of the removal of the contractor signage. Contractor shall also be responsible for the cost of any permits required as a result of its operating of the ambulance. All other provisions of the contracts that are not in conflict with the provision of this amendment are applicable to the contractor's use of the ambulance. If there is a conflict between the provisions of the amendment and the contract, then the provisions of this amendment shall control. It has a place to be signed by us here tonight and also attested by the clerk, and then we will send this to CHI Memorial, and they have agreed with the language and the terms and conditions of this contract, and they work this directly with our legal staff. So is there any questions, comments from the board?
I just want to make sure in hearing that, and Mr. Gottlieb, we're absolutely have no liability in this lease. In other words, if there's anything that happens with this equipment while it's under lease for them, the Walker County government is totally clear of any liabilities.
That is correct. They are responsible for maintaining insurance, and they also separately sign an indemnification agreement, which means that if for any reason the county would be responsible for anything, whether it be property damage or personal injury, that the CHI Memorial will be totally responsible. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? Okay, at this time we'd like to call for a motion to approve this amendment or addendum to the CHI Memorial contract.
I'll make a motion. Do we approve it?
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Hart. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a second by Commissioner Stoltz. Any further discussion of the board? Hearing none, we'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, hearing none, motion carries unanimous to execute this agreement. Okay, the next item that we have is an intergovernmental agreement for the conduct of the elections between Walker County Board of Elections and a registration and Walker County, Georgia, and the City of Chickamauga. We have executed very similar agreements in the past with the City of Lafayette and also the City of Rossville to manage, conduct the elections of our local cities to be performed by the Walker County Board of Elections. And so this is a similar documentation that has already been vetted by our Board of Elections and has been signed by the chairman and also the elections manager, and was negotiated between them and the City of Chickamauga and has been approved on the 12th, excuse me, November, excuse, can you get it out? December 17th of 2020. By the City of Chickamauga, Mayor and Council has been signed by the mayor and attested by their clerk, and it gives Exhibit A of a schedule of a budget for the elections cost. This may vary a little bit. As you see, there's a couple of things that have an asterisk beside them that are estimated cost, but it was actually, you know, would be following this price sheet with any adjustments of additional costs that may be incurred. And so at this time, the City of Chickamauga and our Walker County Board of Elections is asking for this body, being the Board of Commissioners, to make the final approval of this document to allow them to manage the elections for the City of Chickamauga. So is there any questions from the board on this? Okay. Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve this agreement?
I'll make a motion.
We have a motion by Commissioner Blakemore. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a second by Commissioner Askew. Any further discussion of the board? Mm-hmm. All right, hearing none, we'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, we'll sign this document to give final approval to this. I think they have an election coming up actually in March. Is that so? Okay. So, let me give this whole document to our clerk to attest. Okay, the next item on our agenda, we do have an executive session listed. Do we have a motion of the board to go into the executive session?
Motion to go into executive session.
We have a motion by Commissioner Stoltz to go into executive session. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second by Commissioner Askew. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, this time we will take a recess. You're welcome to stay here in the building And once we finish the executive session, we will be back out and take any further action.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairperson, it may have been that I just couldn't understand.
Okay, hold on. Let's get order here just a second. Hold on, everybody.
Commissioner Stoltz may have said it, and I may not have been able to hear him because of the mask. We usually need to state the reason for going into executive. Did you say that, and I just didn't hear it, sir?
To discuss personnel issues.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure we had it on
the record. Kind of
muffled there. So make sure the record states and it's clear that we're going into executive session to discuss a personnel matter. So we'll be back shortly.
Hi, I'm Joe Legee, Public Relations Director for Walker County Government. The board has just entered executive session. This is a process that allows elected officials to discuss a specific, sensitive topic behind closed doors. These are topics that are exempt from the Georgia Open Meetings Act. Executive session topics must fall into one of three categories: litigation, real estate, or personnel matters. In terms of litigation, the need may arise for the board to consult with the county attorney on pending or potential lawsuits, settlements, claims, administrative proceedings, or other judicial actions brought by or against Walker County government, its officers, or employees. Real estate covers discussions regarding the future purchase or acquisition, disposal, or lease of property. Personnel matters would cover the discussion or deliberation on the appointment, employment, compensation, hiring, disciplinary action, or dismissal of a Walker County government officer or employee. Now, if a vote is needed pertaining to an issue discussed in the executive session, it must be taken in an open meeting. Otherwise, it is not binding. There's no timetable set for an executive session. It could last 5 minutes or even 5 hours. Because we don't know how long it will be before the board resumes the regular meeting, we will end this live stream shortly and start a new feed when the executive session concludes. Now make sure that you turn on your notifications for the Walker County Government Facebook page so you're alerted when the meeting resumes. Under your follow settings for this page, scroll down to the notifications, then select live video and click on all notifications. Thanks for watching, and we'll be back in a bit.
Here we go. Here it is. Okay, I'm going to call us back to order. It's 8:51 p.m. We're still on January the 28th. Appreciate y'all being patient with us and staying with us. And we'll go back. So at this time, there's not any action to be taken out of our executive session at this time. We had some conversations we stated about personnel, but there's no action at this time. So at this time on our agenda, we'll move to our next item of business, which is public comment. Again, we do have our clock here. We'll set for 5 minutes. We'll ask anyone that wants to come and speak that you do come to the podium so we can get you on camera and also pick you up on the microphone. And we ask that you keep your comments focused to items or business about Walker County or things that this governing body here would be involved in. Again, we can't handle state or federal issues. So is there anyone that would like to come forward at this time and speak?
I'd like to say something.
Yes, sir. Please come up.
Can I change the subject and go back to last week's meeting?
You can, sir, if you'd like, since it's dealing with county government. So we just, again, ask you to state your name for the record, please, sir.
My name is Jim Sadler, and I'm the proud father of Walker County Animal Shelter Director Emily Sadler. Let me tell you a little bit about the Emily I know. Emily grew up on a farm. My father-in-law was a cattle farmer, and he usually kept about 70 cows and a bull, which means every year we had 70 cows. We had pigs, horses, chickens, turkeys, cats, and some great dogs, and anything else Emily would bring home that her mama would let her keep. She watched cats, dogs, kittens being born on a regular basis. She watched many animals take their first breath and some take their last breath. She watched and helped us vaccinate, dehorn, steer, pull calves, tag, feed, and generally take care of all the animals. This is where she learned the but about the circle of life and the way of nature. At a very young age, her passion and care and love for the animals came natural. What a great place for her to grow up. After high school, she worked at Blue Cross Blue Shield for 13 years and had been in a rescue for 6 years and spent all her spare time at Walker County Animal Shelter. And I have to admit, the shelter was in a bad way at that time. After helping for a while and seeing her dedication and wealth of knowledge, she was approached about the director job. Since her mother passed away 6 years ago, I have been the mother and the father, and I miss her mother dearly. Emily's mom never met a stranger and was kind to a fault. Some of you people in this room knew her. She worked, she would help anyone with anything and would forgive you 1,000 times if you needed it, and thank God, because I needed it. Emily inherited a lot of these traits from her mom: great personality, competent, capable, and focused. What she inherited from me was her work ethic, refusal to be bullied, and not accepting defeat. The Walker County Animal Shelter job was offered to her. We spent hours talking about the pros and the cons and the good and the bad, leaving a great job and stepping into the unknown. I told her, Emily, it'd be a great opportunity to go for it and never look back. The only thing we didn't consider was the haters. Who would have thought? There's not many, but there's a few. And I explained to her that hate doesn't come from above, it comes from within. When someone hates you, it doesn't hurt you, it hurts them. If they don't get that under control, it will consume their whole life. They usually have other issues like problems with truth and hate. And 2 weeks ago, I sat right there on that back row and listened to Emily get accused, condemned, and berated without one single fact, zero evidence. It was a raging, hissy fit of anger which accomplished nothing and benefited no one. It was stated that Senator Jeff Mullis asked Chairman Whitfield to have Emily's private Facebook page removed. I want to know if anybody in this room believes that Senator Mullis would try to shut down Emily's First Amendment rights. It's her personal Facebook page. She can post whatever she pleases, and she can block anybody she pleases. It was also stated that DA Chris Arndt was ready to prosecute Emily. And I know that Chris didn't get where he is today by prosecuting cases on unsubstantiated Facebook allegations. Emily and Courtney, her manager at Walker County Shelter, worked relentlessly to find these animals the best outcome, not just a home, but a forever home. They usually have their hours 40 hours in by Wednesday. It's unbelievable the cruelty that they witness on a daily basis, and I won't go into detail like she does with me. And I would encourage you new commissioners to run Emily down, talk to her about her team, find out why they think the way they think and what they do. And I can assure you that they have nothing but the very best interest in mind for each animal that comes through that shelter door. Look at the numbers. The numbers don't lie. The shelter has turned around into one of the best in the state, with 99% of animals leaving alive in 2020. You should be proud of your Walker County Animal Shelter team and everything they've done to turn this shelter around. Believe me, it did not happen by accident. So when you hear someone bash or condemn the Walker County Animal Shelter, you should consider the source. And I'm going to leave you this thought in closing. My old buddy Abe Lincoln once said, "It's better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to run your mouth and remove all doubt." Appreciate you listening to that.
Thank you, Mr. Sadler.
Thank you.
Okay, anyone else needs to like to speak tonight? Okay, hearing none at this time, we'll go around the table for our commissioners that would like to make any additional comments. So we'll start to my left, Commissioner Blakemore.
Just thank everybody for being here and being engaged, and thank you for your service on the JDA board, Robert.
I'd like to reiterate that as well. Thank you, Mr. Wardlaw, for what you've done, and appreciate all the interaction with everybody. And I do want to say that we appreciate our employees very much, and that we've got a great team from the ground up, and we're going to work to improve it as a team together. Thank you.
Yeah, I would like to say several of you, maybe all of you at this point, have heard that we've launched the COVID-19 hotline to support our dedicated workers at our local health department as we all try to work through this pandemic. So Any of you that are out there watching, you can find the phone numbers on our website and Facebook, and we've assembled a good team of folks to work in conjunction with that. We did receive some additional vaccines at the health department on Tuesday. They immediately started vaccinating people Tuesday afternoon, all day Wednesday, and also today. The team at the call center started making calls today to schedule appointments starting Monday of next week for people that called the call center this Monday. So we're making good progress. They're working through the backlog. It's been a collaboration of our partners in Catoosa County and Dade County. They've also set up call centers so we can make sure everyone's taken care of. Want to say a special thanks to Ringo Telephone Company. They came in and donated their services and equipment at no cost for the duration of this time to be able to set up our call center and the technology that we needed there. So thank you very much to Ringo Telephone Company. And also hats off to Robert Wardlaw for all that he's done for Walker County and for being a part of a great team and for being willing to give up his voting rights, I guess, or voting seat, so to speak, on the Joint Development Authority. But as many of you may not know, Robert attended all the meetings before he was an actual official board member, gives a report every month on economic development about Walker County, and we'll continue to do so and attend those meetings. And then we're welcome to have one additional new member that can contribute, and also glad to have Bobby Teams back on board as well with his knowledge and experience. And so I think we've got a really good group of representatives. Also, Chip Catlett is that third representative that's in his term. So I think we got three good men representing Walker County on the Joint Development Authority, and we continue to see economic growth in our four-county region. So thank you for your service and for your time there.
Can I say one
moment? No, just one moment, sir. Okay. Mr. Hart.
Yes, thank you, Robert. I know you do a lot for the county, and you're going to keep doing it even though you're not on the board, but thank you. Mr. Satter.
Yes, sir.
Two weeks ago, I heard the comments, and I went out and visited your daughter at the animal shelter. I too was raised on a farm. She'll operate a farm, so I know about animals, and I went out to visit Emily, and I was very impressed. I think she does a good job there. And I came in and told Commissioner Stoltz, and I told the other commissioner, you need to get out there and look at it. I think she does a good job with it. I think that one thing I talked to her about that some people are upset about is Walker County citizens being able to adopt animals. And Shannon and Joe have been working on that. And I think that's going to go into effect hopefully next week.
Yes, Emily next Monday.
I commend
you. Anybody more passionate?
I have not. She does a very good job. Her and Courtney both. I think they do a good job there in the shelter. Very clean, very neat, very orderly. So thank you for your comments. Your daughter does a good job there. Robert.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I want to thank everyone for coming tonight. Thank you, Robert Wardlaw, for your dedication and commitment to Walker County. And I've enjoyed knowing you for 50 years, and I look forward to working with you on the Board of Commissioners. I want to reiterate what Commissioner Whitfield was referring to. The folks at the call center are just doing a wonderful job. They're working hard. They're answering a lot of calls. And we're going to get a handle on this COVID-19. Our state is being supplied through the federal government. The supply chain's a little bit slow, but it's going to pick up. And we're going to get folks in this county vaccinated. I would also encourage any healthcare providers that are interested in giving vaccinations in our region, go to Serve Georgia. They're not calling up folks right now, but you can put your information on there. I've signed up. Any licensed medical provider can volunteer to give injections. I would encourage you. That way we can get more injections out and vaccinate our community. Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
Okay, it's the end of that time, so we'll move for the board to adjourn this meeting. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion.
All right, motion by Commissioner Blakemore. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second by Commissioner Stoltz. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you, Phyllis. Appreciate all of y'all being here tonight, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. Yes, sir.